travel to much warmer climes now, northeast of Cairo for the GeoQuiz today. We're focusing on a town on the eastern side of the Nile Delta. It was first developed as a base camp for workers building dams along the Nile. The town's university is one of the largest in Egypt. This location made news recently when violence broke out between supporters and opponents of the deposed president, Mohamed Morsi. But forget about politics for a moment. This Nile Delta town is in a fertile area, and it's one man's dream to expand the area to accommodate an overcrowded population.
There is a reasonably flat area that is about 10 million acres, meaning that you can multiply the livable area in Egypt by three times.
So, where is this town along the east of the Nile Delta? Stick around for the answer later in the show. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Farouk Elbaz wants to see some changes in his home country, Egypt, but not what you think. He'd like to alter the landscape. Elbaz is imagining a second Nile Valley in the town of Zagazig. That's the answer to our GeoQuiz, Zagazig. Dr. Elbaz is a geologist and the director of the Center for Remote Sensing here in our town at Boston University. Dr. Elbaz, I want you to describe what your vision for Egypt is. But before we get to that, explain the current problem. Egypt's got little arable land, and a lot of it borders the Nile River, right?
Yes. The real problem is the fact that Egypt is a vast country, but the Egyptians live on only 6% of the land, a very thin strip of land on either side of the Nile and then in the Nile Delta. That is only 5.5 million acres. And this land is being lost to urban expansion at very alarming rates.
So what is your plan? Describe it. And what's it going to look like when and if it's completed?
My plan is to look in the deserts of Egypt to see where they can expand. And the best area for that is just west of the Nile Delta and west of the Nile River. There is a reasonably flat area that is about 10 million acres, meaning that you can multiply the livable area in Egypt by three times in very little effort. And you can connect the country with a railroad, electricity line, a water pipeline.
So people settled along the Nile River many years ago, like everybody settles along rivers, because there's water there. You're essentially asking people to leave that and go. I mean, one thing you didn't mention is that this area is in the desert. Leave the river and go to the desert.
Not at all. They would move westward 1 mile at a time or half a mile at a time. My idea is to keep people very close to where they are today. Living away 100 miles or 200 miles is not a very kind thing to Egyptians. They really would like to live very close to where they were born.
I mean, it seems like a practical idea. Why hasn't it been done before?
Because the cost is horrendous. It is $24 billion.
Now, Dr. Elbaz, as I said earlier, you were born in the Nile Delta in a town with the fantastic name of Zagazig. This seems kind of personal for you, and you've been working on it for more than 30 years. Why did you begin to imagine a project on this scale? It's so huge.
Actually, because I did work with President Sadat, who had a vision. He started by saying that, look at the United States of America. If the first immigrants came and stayed around Plymouth Rock, then there would have been no South America. But they looked west, and we want to expand in the same way.
Farouk Elbaz, I can't leave you without asking you about your hometown of Zagazig. Where'd the town get its name from?
Zagazig sounds like zigzag that is misspelled. That's the Zagazig is a term for a group of wells that provided very fertile land with a great deal of water.
Well, Dr. Farouk Elbaz, director of Boston University Center for Remote Sensing, thanks so much for your time and telling us about this incredible vision of a project.
Thank you very much.